Welcome back to Unbox the Inbox with me, your host, Gary Redmond. On this podcast, you'll learn how to grow your subscription business using the power of free and mostly automated email marketing. We'll hopefully have some fun doing it too. I am the co-founder of BusterBox.com and also a mentor and coach helping founders like me and you create their dream life through their subscription business. So, today I'm going to be a doctor, okay? And I'm going to diagnose why your emails are not selling, okay? Because I have this lot of experience with an email strategy that takes up a lot of time and gets no sales. And basically, everything you learn on this podcast is true experience. And I've tried everything and I can have figured out what does and doesn't work. So I wanted to just record this quick enough podcast to basically help you diagnose why your emails are not selling. Okay. So first things first, in order to get sales from your emails, you need three key things. You need lead volume. You need lead intent. And you need to actually ask for the sale in your emails. They're the three things you need. So what do I mean? So lead volume, email lead volume. Basically what I mean is that you need to be filling your email list full of new people all the time, okay? Because if you have an old list and a stale list of people that you signed up years ago onto your email list, if you're not filling it with new people, you're just not reaching any new, you're just not able to really say things any differently to the same group of people, okay? So we found in BusterBox, the median time that people are on our email list before they buy is 29 days. So basically, of course, there are people who are hanging around for 2 years. Maybe they just got a dog, just moved out, who knows? But the majority of people buy within 29 days. So it's not about having a big email list and emailing them over and over again. Like generally, you only have one core offer that you're able to sell to someone. So for that reason, it's actually more important that you're building your email list. The best way we found is to have a sign up flow on your website, and your email list will grow as a byproduct of your traffic and your sales. So when you drive traffic to your website, if you have a sign up flow with an email capture, you're going to convert usually up to 30% of your traffic or more to your email list. A good pop up might get you 3 to 6%. Okay. So it's between 5 and 10 times better than a pop up. Okay. So with that lead volume, if that many people, like out of every 100 people who go to our website, we might get like, let's say 2 or 3 sales with a 2 or 3% conversion rate. But we also get like 30 or 40 emails from them. So those people are 40 leads that we got for free, quote unquote, as a byproduct of our traffic. So that amount of emails, just that amount of people getting our emails and getting our emails for the next month or so, or however long they get them for until they unsubscribe, it just makes it work. Because there's that many people joining your list. If we just had a pop-up, there would be only 1/10 of those people joining our list. So it's just a numbers game, okay? So if you're not getting sales from your emails, you need to be filling your list full of fresh people all the time. If you have a subscription box business, you're in luck. You need to get a sign-up flow, install it on your website, and have an email capture step. For an example of this, go to busterbox.com and click get started. If you want to build your own, go to bedhead.getformify.com and you'll be able to use my sign up flow app and create your own sign up flow for your website. Okay, so we've solved the first problem. We have lead volume. Okay, the second one is going to be lead intent. So also solved by a sign up flow, by the way, but if you have a list of people and if you grow your email list through social media giveaways or through a blog or whatever, basically, the people that you're getting on your list have very low buying intent, particularly from a giveaway. Okay. Like this is stuff we've done in the past. We've done like lots of giveaways and we figured out like that when we actually went through all the leads that we got from these giveaways, it turned out like less than 1% of them ever turned into a customer. Whereas our email list as a whole has a 5% conversion rate, on our website. Basically, our email list is our highest converting channel by percentage. Okay. Not by volume. We have Facebook, it gets the majority of the volume, but the email is a massive heavy lifter. Okay. So if you're getting leads from giveaways, if you're getting leads from blog articles, like blog readers aren't necessarily buyers either. They're readers. Okay. So the best thing you can do, unsurprisingly, is to get a sign up flow, install it on your website, because the people who are going to your website now and join your email list have actually clicked over from an ad or from your social media or whatever, and they've gone to try and sign up, but for whatever reason, could be price, could be timing, whatever, they've dropped off. But because we've captured them in our sign up flow as an email lead, we now have hundreds of chances to sell them for free because we keep emailing them over and over again. And not over and over again, but pretty much over and over again. But we keep emailing them until they unsubscribe or until they buy. Okay, that's the way it works. Okay, so as I said, they've actually got intent because they've been to your website with an idea in their head, at least some sort of interest in purchasing, and they just didn't complete. Okay, so we've got lead volume and we've got lead intent, both solved by installing a sign up flow on your website. The final thing we need to do, and the things that a lot of people are doing wrong, is that you're not asking for the sale in your emails. If you're writing newsletters till your fingers are bloody, like I used to do, if you're afraid of asking for the sale, you don't know when, you want to keep people engaged. Like it's great to keep people engaged, particularly like if it's for your brand and it's the way you work, that's completely fine. I'm not against having a newsletter and keeping people engaged. What I am against is only having a newsletter and not ever being able to actually get any sales from your emails, because people will expect whatever, like they'll learn to expect sales emails or just newsletters or whatever, okay? So what you want to do is you want to, if you are sending newsletters and updates and stuff like that, at the end, you should still have a call to action to actually go and sign up, okay? But what actually I find most people are doing, it's not actually sending too many sales emails, it's sending too few, okay? So what you want to do is at least once a week, if not twice a week, you should send an email, and your email should be about your new offer or a new angle on your box or a new benefit or, you know, a different product, whatever it is, a different angle on why someone should sign up for your box, and make sure the offer is in there, okay? If you send emails with offers regularly, you will get sales. If you're not getting sales from your emails, it's either lead volume, lead intent, or you're not asking for the sale and you're not basically giving people a reason to sign up, okay? So, again, believe it or not, everything you learn from me, it's actually simpler than it sounds what you need to be doing. It's just obviously, you know, and I'm the same, like even with my own coaching business, I do things wrong for 90% of the time and you figure something out. So I guess what I want you guys to do is just do the right things. It's like doing the wrong things is just as much work as doing the right things. Okay. So not that everything you're doing is wrong or anything, but you just want to focus on actually having some intent behind your day and behind your efforts, okay? So install a sign-up flow. That's going to fix your lead volume and your lead intent problem. And then give it a few weeks while your email list will grow. But while your email list is growing, you need to be sending emails to these people regularly. Because remember, within 29 days, roughly, is the time when they convert. Some people will convert after the very first email. Some people will convert on day 29 or day 48, whatever it is. As I said, some people hang around for 2 years and then they buy. But the point is, the strategy is a system. So if you have did sign up flow and you're sending regular emails with automations as well, you will get sales. It's something that you set up and start to use and start to do. It's not about, you know, waiting until you have a big list. Okay. So I hope that was helpful. As always, please like, subscribe, and share this podcast with anyone you think would benefit. Let me know any feedback. And if you have any ideas for some topics, let me know in the group.